Attorney General Jeff Sessions says that even though President Trump just criticized him in the New York Times, he's still on the job for now.
I have the honor of serving as Attorney General. It's something that goes beyond any thought I would have ever had for myself. We love this job. We love this department. And I plan to continue to do so as long as that is appropriate.
As a comments from Jeff Sessions today, President Trump told The Times that he never would have hired Sessions had he known that Sessions would eventually recuse himself from the FBI's investigation of Trump campaign ties to Russia. Today marks 6 months in office for Donald Trump, and it's a day when Washington is coming to terms with Senator John McCain's brain cancer diagnosis. Joining us now is NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Hi, Ron.
Good to be with you, Lisa.
This morning, Senator McCain tweeted, "I greatly appreciate the outpouring of support. Unfortunately for my sparring partners in Congress, I'll be back soon, so stand by." It's clearly a very difficult diagnosis, tragic news, and it's one that Senate Republicans have to consider in many ways, including in what it means politically for them and their effort to pass the health care bill. They were hoping for John McCain's support. How is this diagnosis changing the shape of things in the Senate?
It is a tough diagnosis, but John McCain is a tough guy, and he wants to come back. Whatever the rest of his future may include, he wants to come back to the Senate. He wants to see his colleagues. He wants to be part of the big debates of the day, and he surely has been part of the big debates of the day. So right now, what it does, because he has not resigned, of course, and that means that he's still part of the 100-member Senate, he takes one vote away from Mitch McConnell if he can't be there. That means, because he has, generally speaking, not opposed the health care legislation, he hasn't been a big backer running around talking about it a lot, but he has not been one of the holdouts or one of the people declaring that he would vote against the health care legislation. So we are assuming that his absence actually weakens the position of Senate Majority Mitch McConnell until John McCain can return, and we hope that, of course, can be soon.
And what's ahead for the Senate? If they go ahead with a vote next week, first off, does that look likely? And secondly, what are they going to be voting on?
The president is demanding that they vote next week, and there are many people around the country who are supporters of the president and supporters of the Republican Party. Many of them are donors to the Republican Party, and many of them are demanding that the Senate vote next week on at least one of the options they have before them, one of which would be a straight repeal, a just let's get rid of Obamacare and we won't worry about replacing it just now. We'll work on that some more down the road. That is one option, and they could introduce that and vote on it. It would be essentially the bill they passed in 2015 as a Republican Senate, but which was vetoed by President Obama. The other option would be to sub in this bill that they are still tweaking, still evolving. We've called it Better Care Reconciliation Act, BCRA, and then there was 2.0 of that, and now we have 3.0 of that with a few more tweaks. They could take the CBO score they have of that, which shows something like 22 million people losing their insurance, and they could take that to the floor and have that vote. We do not yet know which they exactly will choose to vote on.
Ron Elving, you have such a good read on Congress. I wonder, as you look at moderate Republicans who are among the senators who held up the health care legislation this week, are they feeling more empowered now? Do they feel more cohesive? And I know they're in small numbers.
They are a handful, and they certainly are feeling more noticed, and they certainly are feeling more power in that sense, but they are also under an enormous amount of pressure. The simplest way of putting it is, this was your party's main promise for 7 years. How can you possibly stand in the way of at least bringing it to the floor of the Senate to be debated and amended? That's a very tough thing for them to answer, but their answer has been, we don't see any point in bringing to the floor and amending a bill we know we have to vote against because it's so bad for our constituents. They have their voters to be concerned about as well.
Do they have any staying power? I mean, moving toward, say, tax reform or other issues?
My guess would be that if they can get past this one way or another, either get Obamacare repealed or get some sort of a replacement bill passed and signed by the president, either way, that would be a great momentum towards going towards tax reform. But if they cannot do that and have to set it aside, That takes a lot of air out of the room, and then they're going to go on recess in August. They're going to come back in the fall. They're going to have to be completely focused on the fiscal problems they're leaving behind, essentially the failure to pass the spending bills to keep the federal government operating. We risk a shutdown in September, and also the raising of the federal debt ceiling. We're already past it. We're using extraordinary means at the Treasury Department to continue paying the government's bills. They have to deal with that also before the end of September. So then maybe they could turn to tax reform and try to build back some momentum towards actually doing that heavy lift.
Good to talk to you. Ron Elving, NPR Senior Washington Editor and Correspondent. Thanks as always.
Thank you, Lisa.